Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for a full Chaim Dov and Risa Shoshana, the Refuaso, Miriam Bas Chaya, the Refuaso, Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, the Refuaso, Rabbi Yoshua Meir Ben Rachel Sara, the Refua Shlema Besoch, Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. In the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Amud Beis, it says that when do we say Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira, that you can have a Shliach L'dvar Aveira, and therefore when a Shliach does something, it relates back to the Mishalech and he gets the Aveira. The Gemara says it's talking about a case where the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv. If the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv, then the Maaser relates back to the Mishalech. For Ektosis, how come then in Bava Kama and Dafnentes Amud Beis it says that if you send a torch in the hand of a Chayri Shait of a Katan, the din is that the Mishalech is Pater? Why should the Mishalech be Pater? Chayri Shait of a Katan, not B'nei Chiyuv. And for Tosfos, no. Chayri Shait of a Katan, not B'nei Shlichus. Since they're not B'nei Shlichus, the Maaser doesn't relate back to the Mishalech. As Isaac Tosfos in Bav Metzia and Yud Amud Beis, so we see from Tosfos that by Shlichus La'aveira there's a miyud for Cheresh Shotev Katan. However, this is not a universally held principle. Then Amuke Yosef in the Sugya in Bav Metzia and Yud Amud Beis writes that if you have a katan who doesn't have das to be mafchin between Surah La'egos, between a rock and a nut, he is a shliach for the Mishalech, he's considered a valid shliach. So we would say by a cotton, yet the shliach l'dvar aveira. What's he going to do with the mishalech as a beira biyat chayrishayt of a cotton? If the shliach l'dvar aveira, why shouldn't the mishalech be chayiv? So he says that it's talking about where, like the Nesiva says in Kuf Pei Beis, that he didn't tell him to put anything on fire. He didn't tell him to be mazik. So therefore, why should the mishalech be chayiv? He didn't send him to do an aveira, to do any damage. Tosis also in Shavuos in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that by a katan or by a goy, we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, and there's no chisaron of ein shliach l'dvar aveira by a katan and an akum because they're not bari chiyuv. Frekten esivus and shimem ches siv dalid. I don't understand siv katan dalid that. According to the Tosis and Shuos and Amukei Yosef, that where if you're not a Bar Chiyuv, where Amukei Yosef is a Katan, Tosis is even a Goy, so if by a Goy he's considered a good Shliach, then how come on Shabbos we don't say that Amir La'akum is an Isur Daraisa, if Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? So then this Akum is a good Shliach. And it relates back to the Mishalech, and the Mishalech did Chil Shabbos. Amir La'akum is only an Isur Darabanan, why is it an Isur Daraisa? So the Nesivus answer is, no, there's a chiluk. When do we say that yesh liach dvar aveira? When dafka aveira shat nasa bi Yisrael shehu mitzuve olav hamishalei chayiv. Shashliachin or barchiyuv a kagon coin, shamar kadish liisha grusha, shaydi ashlichus niskacha grusha la coin. וכן באקפילי גודל שנעשי ישראל מוקפל יודו. אבל באוימר לאקום בשלי בשבס שאקום מוטר לבשל בשבס לא נעשה אווירה כלל. It's okay. In other words, we say that יש לי אחדבר אווירה, where a Kohen says to a Jew, marry me off to a divorcee, and there an Aveira is being done. אקפילי גודל, where he says to a cotton, to round the heads of a gadol, to cut off the hair on the side of the head, which is aser. So there an aveira is being done. Nasi Yisrael mukafal yada. But when he tells a goy to cook for him on Shabbos, no aveira is being done. Why not? Because a goy is allowed to cook on Shabbos. Chora doesn't make sense. Vada by a goy no aveira was done, but by a Jew an aveira was done. So therefore, the Jew should get the aver. He's his shliach. If the goy is the Jew's shliach, the goy did a ma'ase bishul on Shabbos, so the Jew gets it. So how can Tosfos say, no, it's fine, midoraisa? How can the Nesiva say, it's fine, doraisa, because by a goy it's not an aver. But by the Jew it is, and he's a shliach. So Gaon Rabbi Abba Berman in the Shira Yuna Talmud in Shir Lamed Zayin above Metzia explains as follows, that it's pashut that Behilchus Maisa, the Maisa remains that of the Shliach. Even after Shlichus, the Maisa is the Maisa HaShliach. How do you know that? Because the Gemara has to find special Yalfuses that you know the Shlichus by Kedushin and the Shlichus by Gerushin and the Shlichus by Truma at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. Why do you need special Yalfuses? If it's in the world of Maisa, once you have a Gilui Milsa in one place, that there's Shlichus, so then it's Shlichus everywhere. Why do you need a limud for each one? The answer is because in Hilchos Maisa, it's the Maisa of the Shliach. What's the Chiddush? There's a Chiddush in Hilchos Shlichus. That this Maisa of the Shliach relates back to the Mishaleach. And since it's a Chiddush in Hilchos Shlichus, sometimes Shlichus applies, sometimes Shlichus doesn't apply. One Maisa is universal. If the Maisa, if you would say Shlichus of the Maisa, then it would be a Maisa Shlichus everywhere. If it's in the world of Maisa, because Maisa is uniform everywhere, same laws, but in the world of Shlichus, sometimes Shlichus applies. Sometimes Shlichus doesn't apply. We don't know when Shlichus is going to apply or not. So therefore we need a special Yalfusa for Kedushin, for Gerushin, for Truma. So Memela, the Chiddush of Shlichus is not a Chiddush B'Hilchos Maisa. The Maisa really belongs to the Shliach. We don't say it belongs to the Mishaleach. Rather, it's a chiddush in dinei shlichus. That there's a special din, that even though the shliach is doing a maisa, the maisa relates back to the mishaleach. So if that's true, we can now understand why there's no amir lakum d'oraisa. Because whose maisa is this? It's the shliach's, right? Okay. Shliach did a maisa. What maisa did he do? Maisa shel heter. So now give that maisa heter back to the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach did Chil Shabbos of an Akum. Seder Gamo. It's no Isur D'oraisa. Because a Goy is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. We like when Goyim are Mechal Shabbos. Goy is Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So therefore, what's this Jew doing? This Jew is doing, who sent the Goy, he's doing, turning on a light of a Goy on Shabbos. Seder Gamo. The mice is the mice of the guy, and just b'dinei shlichus it's his. But he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. But let's say an Yisrael is asked by a Kohen to marry him off to a Grusha. So whose mice is it? It's the mice of Yisrael. But now, it's meaningless for him to divorce a Grusha. It's not his wife. To marry this, it's meaningless for him to marry this Grusha because he's not marrying for himself. He's saying, get married to Mr. Cohen. So when he marries her off to Mr. Cohen, now Mr. Cohen is married to a Grusha. So that's an Avera. That's Mr. Cohen's Avera. Not Mr. Yisrael. Mr. Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva. But that's Mr. Cohen's Avera. So whose mice was it? It was the mice of Yisrael. But this mice is Messiah is back to the Mishaleach. And now what did the Mishaleach get? He got this mice Kedushin that relates back to him, and now he's married to a Grusha. Can't do that. That's, there we say that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Because there the Etzem mice is a mice Isser. Because again, the Kohen, the Yisrael is not marrying off the Grusha to himself, he's marrying off to the Kohen. So now, and the Kohen's getting this mice Isser. It's Usser for the Kohen. But when a Jew asks a Goy to do Melacha on Shabbos, B'vak Hashem, what is he getting? He's getting the Melacha of a Goy doing Melacha on Shabbos. It's perfectly mutter. In Hochas Mais, it's the Goy. So that explains the chiluk between the case of the Grusha and the case of Akum and Chilul Shabbos. However, what about the case of Hakofa? Why do we say that if a Jew tells a Goy to do Hakafa, and a Goy, and a Jew, a Gadol, to round out the sides of his head, it's going to be an Isser on the Jew? Why? Goy's allowed to do Hakafa. So, what's the Jew getting? He's getting a Maisa Heter. Ma'abaya. So Rabbi Abba says that there's no tushdel here. You can't compare Melech HaShabbos to the Aver of HaKofa. And that's based on the very, very famous Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says, in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis Zayin, that the Zimstein Achilas Matzah and Pesach and Mitzvah Achilas Kotchim. Achilas Matzah, the Mitzvah's Mitzah, the Gavr is Chayiv to eat Matzah and Pesach. Mashenke, the Mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim, the Mitzvah's Mitzah, the Kotchim that the Kotchim should be eaten. It's not a Mitzvah on the Gavr to eat the Kotchim. It's a Mitzvah on the Kotchim that they should be eaten. And for this reason, the Beis HaLevi is Mechalek, that even though in Mitzvah Achilas Matzah we require Achilas Kezayis, but Mitzvah Achilas Kotchim we don't require Achilas Kezayis. Like it says in the Gemara, Achlu Kepul, why don't we require, it's more than a Kezayis. So why don't we require a kezayis? Because when is there a kezayis? The kezayis is when there's a mitzvah on the gavra to do a ma'isa achila. But in the kachim there isn't. In the kachim there's a mitzvah that they should be eaten. And the mitzvah was fulfilled if the kachim were eaten. So therefore it's a mitzvah on the kachim, not on the person. And the person doesn't need to eat a kezayis. Only when there's din on the gavra he has to eat a kezayis, but not when there's din on the kachim. So we could say the same thing about an Avera. Avera Melechas Shabbos is Mitzara Gavra Shianuach B'Shabbos. As we don't say that the field should rest on Shabbos. The chicken should rest on Shabbos. It shouldn't be cooked. Then on the Gavra. Mashenkein Ba'Avera the Hakofa and the Avera of Hakofa. There the Ikar Avera of the Maisa Hakofa is that the head of a Jew is rounded out. It's mukaf. And therefore, since on Shabbos it's a din in the Gavra, so when the Akum does Malacha, he didn't do anything. He's not Muzer ala Shabbos. So what's going back to the Jew who sends him to do the Malacha? A mice of Isser Shabbos? No. Because it's on the Gavra. The Isser's on the Gavra and the Goy has no Isser. So he's Beseder Gomor. Happy Goy, happy guy. No Isser. But Mashen came Bisser of the Isser of Makiv, Pa'as Rosho. The Aver is Mitzad Yisrael HaMukaf Al Yodo. Even when the Goy does it, the Avera is Mitzad that Yisrael is Mukaf Al Yodo. Because what's happening here? Is there a Maisa Avera being done here? The answer is yeah. Why? Because what's the Maisa Avera? A Jew is now that have rounded out head. He's now that have the sides of his hair cut. So when a guy does that, that's considered a ma'isa aveira. Now, is the guy going to Gehenna for this aveira? No. The guy's not even in the parsha. But if he's doing it at the behest of a Jew, so this ma'isa, which is be'etzem and ma'isa aveira, why is it be'etzem ma'isa aveira? Because a Jew is now allowed to have the red side of his head rounded. He's now allowed to be a mukaf. So you can call this a ma'isa aveira, because the ma'isa mitzad the cheftz of the Jew, not the gavra, the goy who's doing the cutting. Goy who's doing the cutting is b'seder gomor. Goy is allowed to do whatever he wants, as long as he's not over in the shevet mizbnei noach. But that's as far as the goy is concerned. But is this called a ma'isa aveira? The answer is yeah, it's called a ma'isa aveira, because the Jew is mukaf al yado, so the goy is going to be guilty for it. But the Jew is still mukaf al yado; it's a ma'isa aveira. And the male, if he's doing it at the behest of a Jew, if the shlichah is here, what happens? It goes back to the Jew who told him to do it, and now a Jew gets a ma'isa aveira. So we say that here there is shlichus, that yesh shlich l'dvar aveira, and that's the lashon of the nesivus. V'chein ba'akvi ligado shenasi Yisrael mukaf al yado. In other words, there in the ma'isa, there's a din ma'isa aveira of Makif, since Yisrael is Mukaf al Yado, that's a Maisa Avera of Makif. And Shabbos is no Maisa Avera. Shabbos, when a guy does, is not called a Maisa Avera. But Mukaf al Yado is a Maisa Avera. And since there's a Shlichus here, the Maisa Avera goes back to the Mishalech, and Mishalech is Chayev, as we explain, and the Torah is deep. We have a lot more to learn, Siyata Dishmaya. I think we'll finish learning the Torah if we live for 100 billion years. Then we'll start to thinking about finishing and realizing that it's never going to happen, because the Torah is rechava mina yam, it's so broad and so vast. So we should be zoche taka lilmo du lelame betamit besimcha lishmor velaso l'kaim is kol divrei salma terasa v'yahava amen v'yamen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.